USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
15 Democratic mayors from some of the country's largest cities are demanding President Trump pull out federal law enforcement from Portland, Oregon, and not send more police to other cities as he has threatened to do. There is a lot of misinformation floating around that these federal agents are not identifying themselves, but according to CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan, that's not the case.
This is a baseline of all the different identifications that they have. So first and foremost, you see clearly marked that they are part of the Customs and Border Protection. The second line of marking is it shows a component within CBP that they're associated with. In this instance, Border Patrol. Clearly police. It's marked on the front and the back, every single agent.
The Trump administration is giving a nearly $2 billion contract to Pfizer for 600 million doses of its COVID-19 vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian says they've made changes so flying with them is safe during the coronavirus pandemic.
When the planes have been sanitized, we electrostatically fog every flight, every seat, every service level before every single plane takes off. And we've been steadily and rather aggressively stepping up our enforcement of the mask policy.
Bastian, speaking on NBC's Today Show, says airlines need to move forward for people to feel safe.
We need some medical confidence back in consumers and continue to restore confidence in air travel.
Fans must wear face coverings at NFL games this season. League spokesman Brian McCarthy confirming the news in a tweet. Of course, that's even if fans are allowed to attend football games this fall and winter. The NFL season is set to kick off September 10th with the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Houston Texans. That game will be on NBC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A meeting between House Republicans got a little heated at times as Liz Cheney was called out for some of her criticisms of President Trump. Cheney stood her ground and tells Fox News the Republican Party is a Big Ten party that has lots of ideas.
We have a different set of differing opinions in our conference. I think that's a good thing. I think that if you look, for example, at what the Democrats do, you have a situation where, you know, they believe in the cancel culture. They're trying to ensure that only people who believe a certain set of things are allowed to speak. On our side of the aisle, it's a healthy thing for us to have those kinds of debates and discussions. I'm sure we'll have more as things go along, but the fundamental point here is that we're unified in making sure that President Trump is reelected in November, that Nancy Pelosi is no longer Speaker, that we take back the majority in the House, and that we ensure that we hold the majority in the Senate.
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt continues to work from home after being diagnosed with COVID-19. He says he feels 100% and that those around him are doing well.
No one that I came into direct contact with since last Saturday has tested positive.
The governor continues,
We're not out of the woods yet, but it underscores the opportunity for Oklahoma to tackle COVID-19 when we take personal action and listen to the guidance from our public health officials.
And finally, Major League Baseball set to begin their 60-game season on Thursday with two games. The rest of the schedule kicks off on Friday and Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.